Hey, it's Tina with Free Traffic Tip again. I got a couple announcements and then I'm gonna ramble for a minute. The first announcement is that this week, Free Traffic Tip, we're gonna be talking about event marketing. I know a lot of you have small local businesses and you wanna know, what can I do to bring in more business without completely bankrupting myself in the process? And event marketing does a really, really great job at doing this, and almost any small business can use it. Another announcement, last night, or I guess it'll last night by the time I publish this, I released a collection called Twitterless. And for the first 24 hours, I'm going to have another 7 guides bundled with it. You know, Twitter stuff for people who are new to Twitter for $7. So, 8 guides, $7. It's kind of a steal. If I were you, I'd pick it up right now, because when I'm finished being lazy, I'm going to change that page up. Next announcement, everybody keeps asking me about the group consulting. So, this week, come hell or high water, I'm bringing back the group consulting. And, I don't know in my mind exactly how I'm going to execute it, but I'm going to figure out a way, and I mean, I know how it's going to work as far as the non-technical side. It's the technical side that's had me putting it off all this time, but now I'm pretty much thinking, you know what, it really doesn't matter. Give the people what they want. So, group consulting is back. I can only take on a limited number of people, though, so when the class is full, please be patient. When there's another class, I promise everybody who subscribed will know before the general public. I'm sorry, but I can only take on a certain amount of people. And I know that makes a lot of you mad because you write me emails, and I'm sorry, but, you know, gotta keep my health under control, and one of the ways to do it is to limit how much work I'm doing. So, there's that. I guess it's time to ramble then. I've been thinking a lot today about understanding how far you've been from where you started. Because I can remember having a website on GeoCities, if you remember what GeoCities was. Especially before Yahoo took it over, just a free place for you to upload a website, and mine was more about my poetry and my writing and things like that. Things that I feel like, wow, I shouldn't have gotten away from, but it's kind of hard to eat poetry, so I had to go and do some things with other skills that I have to make some money, but, you know, I go back and every now and then I find a remnant of that time when I was not exactly struggling, not exactly happy. And I look at where I am now and think how far I've come and how it sometimes still feels like I'm in the same place, though. But if I look at it objectively over the long period, I have done a lot of great things that I'm really proud of, and I've made a lot of big, huge mistakes that I wish would just evaporate. But, in between all of that and averaging out all of that, I've been leading a pretty good life. A life that I'm pretty much happy with. There are things that I want to change, you know. It's way past time for me to settle down, have some kids, do the M word to someone, marry, not murder. And I've just been contemplating lately, so I'm wondering what you guys are thinking about, so if you would care to share your thoughts with me, I would be most grateful. Otherwise, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day, because it's always a beautiful day wherever you are. It's just, do we have the capacity to see it? Try to have a good one.